I've been waiting a year to perform it for you now. Let me tell you about a little town here in this world. It's got one police officer cop, yeah, for every boy and girl. But they better serve you during the day and over protected night. We got 26 cops in Delvin, Illinois, population 25. Got one for John, the factory worker, and one for my cousin Lou. They got one for my mom, the school teacher. For my dad, they got two. They got one for the town psychologist who sits and wonders why. We got 26 cops in Delvin, Illinois, population 25. We've been walking down a poverty line and the streets all gone to hell. The library could fall at any time, the hardware store already fell. Well, I wonder where all my money goes, why the tax is so damn high. We got 26 cops in Delvin, Illinois, population 25. Some things are gonna have to change, do we all sing this song? This town can't hold the both of us, one must be moving on. Well, you know I love you with all my heart, but I can't take any more. If there's 26 cops in Delvin, Illinois, Bean Blossom population 24. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've been performing this song for way too long. I've been coming to this festival not quite long enough. And on my travels, I have to tell you something. There are people out there in our world who say that the music is dead. And they say that songs don't matter. And they don't make a difference. And they can't change the world. Friends, stay as far away from those people as possible. Stay far away from those damn people. I can tell you that these songs are important. They do work. They can make a difference, and they can change the world. And I'm here to tell you for about another 35 minutes how. For 150 years, you could not drink alcohol on Sundays in my hometown of Delvin, Illinois. So I wrote a song, and the song goes, I get drunk 6 days a week, mama, and on Sundays I get high. On Sundays I get high, because on Sundays, Delavan's dry. And I performed that song for 15 years. And it started getting catchy and getting passed around. And now I'm here to tell you right now, Bean Blossom, after a century and a half, now you can drink alcohol on Sundays in my hometown. And then I was getting pulled over like 4 times a week in my hometown. Me and my friends, we were getting pulled over nonstop. And I'm from a town of 25 people. And we had 26 cops. We had cops on bicycles and motorcycles. We had a helicopter for a town of 25. People were parachuting out of helicopters to arrest people. And I love police officers and I'm all about employment, but it was getting way out of hand. So I wrote that last song, and now we only have 22 cops in Delvin, Illinois. And I've wrote a lot of songs about marijuana over the years, ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you that. I got lots of songs about marijuana. I'll play for a few of them for you later on. And everybody frowned about marijuana back in the day. So I got behind marijuana and started writing my marijuana song. And now in my hometown of Delvin, Illinois, we have a legit medicinal marijuana pot farm in my hometown. These songs are working, ladies and gentlemen. These songs are making a difference. These songs can change the world. And you're saying, hey, yeah, they're damn good songs, man, but how are they changing the world? I'll tell you, next year, my hometown is getting a brand new school. And guess how we're paying for that school? from beer on Sundays, less cops and a pot farm, ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome, hometown. I'm just doing my part, everybody. Cheers to everybody here in my population, 24. Are we having fun yet? My wife is over here. Not only does she have Chicago farmer stuff, but she makes amazing, amazing guitar string jewelry out of guitar strings from people like Leftover Salmon and Green Sky Bluegrass, and a lot of other bands are here, Traveling McCurry's and a couple rock stars like Chicago Farmer and people like that. So make sure you talk to her.